it's your girl MDB, and today we are live on set for a new podcast series titled The Marriage Finder Series. I'm so excited. This is couple number one. This is Akil and Ayana, and I will let them introduce themselves.
Yeah, so hey everyone, my name is Ayana, originally from Decatur, Georgia, but I now live in Houston, Texas. So also a Tuskegee grad, shout out to Bremer, but yeah.
how y'all doing everybody? My name is Akil. I'm also a Tuskegee grad, 2020, College of Engineering though. I am from Dallas, Texas, but I currently still reside in Huntsville, Alabama, so.
Well, thank you all for coming, I really appreciate it. Let's get right into the question. Actually, before we do that, so Akil and Ayana, are y'all married?
No, you're not married.
Okay, so this is my only couple that is not married, but I really wanted to hear from a couple that wasn't married, just so that we can get a feel of like what's going on in our culture and society. Let's start off with how y'all met.
So we met through a mutual friend at Tuskegee. It's a long lot of details if you want
to the high points. We had a mutual friend, a lot of mutual friends actually, but this one in particular, shout out to Nandi. We were hanging out, she was on Instagram scrolls past one of Yana's posts. I see it, I'm like, who is that? She fine, all that, tell her I said what's up. Nandi proceeds to call Yana. I didn't ask for none of that. Yana's actually out of town at a conference. And Yana's like, oh, my girl's out of town. So I'm like, oh, okay. She's at a conference. Okay. So she handling business, check. And asked for her number for me. Because she was like, I got this dude that wants to talk to you, blah, blah, blah.
So the friend got her number for you.
But I never texted it because I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask for the call for it. I didn't ask for the number. So I had her number. I just didn't use it.
Right. You didn't feel right about it.
Exactly. So... this is like September. So October rolls around. I see her a couple more times, you know, not sure if it's her. Don't even put two and two together till later. But Halloween rolls around and she puts something on her Instagram story, a little poll. Like, what are y'all gonna be for Halloween? For whatever reason, I was feeling uncharacteristically bold that day. I swipe up and I stay on the DMs to this day. I swipe up and I say, your boyfriend. And that starts the whole conversation.
Oh, wow. So she did not respond?
No, she responds. She said something along the lines of,
that's cute, I don't think you want that. That's temporary. Because that's temporary.
Yeah.
Oh, I said, that's cute, but I don't think you really want to do that. I don't think you really want to do that because that's temporary. And I just left it at that. He never responded after that.
So I immediately hit up Yandy like, because the noobs was going to party that night. Caps. So I hit up Nandi like, y'all going to the party? You going to the party? And Nandi was like, nah, well, I think we're going to go. I was like, bro, you should go and you should invite Yana. Like, y'all can ride with me, all that. So Nandi's like, cool. I'll tell her we're going to meet at my apartment, just kind of my apartment later. So I do. Yana's not there. She doesn't even know that she's riding with me to the
party. Set up.
Complete setup.
Set up.
So we meet at Nandi's. We go to the party. We're there for like all of 20 minutes. It's cold. We leave. Then I make sure she gets back to campus that night and we finish having our conversation on Instagram and then I get her number.
Okay.
And
so you got her number in person or just
through the DM conversation? But we met in person that night.
Okay, cool.
So formally was introduced to one another in person that night. Because we technically like crossed paths the previous semester, but I was moving, didn't really recognize her, paying attention to her. It was quick in and out, but yeah. When I got her number on Halloween.
I don't know how it is. Over here. It is? Okay.
Sorry,
y'all.
But once I got her number on Halloween, that just kind of kickstarted everything. So, yeah.
All right. What made you want to come in after all of that talking, dating? I don't even know how long was that for y'all? The talking phase.
So we started. So we were. This was 2019. Halloween 2019 is when I got the number. We just started. We weren't even really talking for real. We really became friends because we already had a lot of mutual friends. So we really just became friends. Hang out in groups, mutual friends. I started seeing her like Bible study and I found out she filmed for the basketball team. I shot for the team, but I never saw her because I was on the floor. She was up.
Nah. I ran track. But
she would help the team like film and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But I would never see her because I was actually on the court taking pictures. But once I knew she was up in the stands filming, I would go up there, talk to her, just really put myself in a position to like run into her. Then she graduates in the spring. I end up having to come back for the fall. But, you know, we're talking throughout the summer. We're hanging out. And I had some stuff kind of go on. Long story short, we end up getting together officially at the end of January of 2021. So we were friends for about a year and some change. And we really kind of started to shift into like, I like you kind of. And November of 2020 is when she found out that I like liked her. And then from November to January, so about 2 months of like talking, but a friendship for about a year. So yeah,
and y'all were okay with that phase, like
for sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right, what is the biggest blessing that has come from being because are y'all
exclusive? Oh yeah, of course. Yeah,
for sure.
The biggest blessing,
I think,
or benefit, or however you
mean. There's like, yeah, I don't know the biggest, there's a few.
Okay.
Akil has good leadership skills.
Oh wow.
I do.
So what does that look like? Thanks. Like trips or dates, like in what ways do you see his leadership?
So one of the things I wanted in like partner, significant other, was like somebody who's able to guide me through life, like to keep going and like do different things. And Akil's pretty good at that. So like if he has a goal or if he like has identified the way that he wants to move in life, he'll be able to like express that and then be like, okay, we're gonna take X, Y, Z steps to get there. And so I really appreciate that. He's very much intentional about life. And so he's kind of rubbed that off on me a little bit. So he's a good accountability partner as well.
That's awesome. I love that. And that's something, you're in like your mid-20s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess like when, are your parents married?
They are.
Okay.
My parents are divorced.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you are like mature and like you have a mindset of,
I'm sorry, I'll have to call.
No problem. you have a mindset of like, I don't know, like you know what you knew what you wanted. You
oh,
calm
yeah.
about it, chill about it, and confident. Yeah. So that's cool. But what about you, Akil? She said your leadership has been the biggest blessing.
I would say one of the best parts about being in a committed exclusive relationship, especially with her, is the honor and the privilege of being able to see the beauty of growing with the person.
Yeah, that was gonna be my second thing.
That's so sweet.
That was gonna be my second thing.
She has seen me at, before we even started dating, she saw me at like the lowest point in my life. The absolute lowest point in my life. And she was there for me. My whole community, you know, shout out to everybody, but she was there for me. And even in dating, like, she's been there through me dealing with the healing from that situation, just the growth. She's even me having to grow in my leadership. Like, she's even been there to like watch me and give me grace to grow in my leadership, to grow in a lot of my insecurities, to grow in my healing and mental health. And just having somebody that can see your flaws and is not going to judge you, but is going to be there along for the process to grow with you. And then vice versa, like I've been able to see her grow in a lot of areas, and I've seen how she's rubbed off on me and it's impacted my life. And I've seen how I've been able to rub off on her and it's impacted her life. And I don't think that that's something that we can see if we're always trying to move on to the next person. It's like, I don't got to deal with this, you know, especially with the ratio. But having somebody that's like, nah, we in this, we're going to do it. We're going to figure it
so
out.
Do y'all feel like there's different levels of commitment with yes. the partnership? Mm-hmm. So when do y'all feel like y'all first kind of committed to one another? Was it in friendship, like when you were supporting him?
I didn't realize I was supporting him the way he explained it, honestly. Because we had a conversation about that, too. Once he finally like opened up, he was like, no, like you kind of give me peace. And I was just like, what? But it was interesting to see, and just I think the chemistry kind of grew. And so in knowing that, that's when kind of we like was like, all right, like we really want to do this. We're going to do this. And like, here's how we're going to do it. We were very intentional about that piece. I feel like there's another piece I was about to say. What was your question again? You said there's different levels.
Yeah. Yeah. So I asked, like, when do you feel like y'all first committed to one another?
It was probably after our birthday. After you had preached.
Is that 2020?
It was during our first year.
Yeah, that's how
It was during our first year. So Akil and I are like a year and 3 days apart.
Yeah.
But he, yeah, for I think our first birthday together, he had to preach at Tuskegee. And so we came back and we just had like a conversation basically about what we were going to do, how we were going to do it, and like what we wanted out of the relationship. And I think that's when we finally were like, all right, well, if we're really going to do this, then we have to be like intentional about how we are doing it and like all that. So again, that was his leadership skills though, because he was the one that made way for that conversation to be open. And
that is, I shouldn't cry, but I'm inspired. Can I just get like a napkin from someone? Just in case. It's so beautiful. All right. Thank you for answering that question. Let's talk about the song First Lady. I know you do a lot of different things. I just found out that you were interviewed. Well, I don't know if I found out. I've never really listened to her music. How about that?
Yeah.
But I know she just said you preach, and I know you're like in media.
Yeah.
But yeah, talk us through, I guess, your creative process and wanting to make that song for you.
So during that time in my life, I was very emotional, just experiencing a lot of intense emotions just around a lot of different things in life. And music was just how I was expressing myself at the time. It was a media form, that art form that I was getting into. A lot of my friends were making music. So naturally, as my feelings for her started to grow and develop and just intensify, it just manifested in that song. Like, that's just how I expressed it. And I was expressing a lot of different emotions through different songs. So naturally, it made sense that, and I never really felt about her the way I felt about anybody else. Like, for the first time in my life, I finally felt like I found someone that I was equally yoked with, like on all fields. Like, I didn't feel like I was settling in any area.
Do y'all feel like, not to cut you off, do y'all feel like you kind of, I don't know how I want to phrase this. Were y'all intentional before you met each other as far as like just not dating just anybody or just not sleeping with anybody? Okay.
Yeah.
So y'all
very
were
much
kind of like healthy and whole in a way.
Ish.
Yeah.
You know, definitely intentional about that though.
Ran through.
Nah.
Physically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how I was able to put a lot of that into that song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually how she found out I liked her, because I would send her all my music back then whenever I make something. So, and once I made the song First Lady, I changed her name on my phone to First Lady.
Oh yeah.
So, you know,
that's
we.
So y'all have to go listen to that song.
Yeah, please.
So good. Go up.
All streaming platforms.
First Lady by Akil.
Akil Kumar.
Like, it's just so beautiful. It's a vibe. It really sets the standard if you are bringing love into your life, or if that's a desire for you. If you're watching this podcast, it's for you.
Yeah.
So definitely go stream that. All right. Thank you for sharing that. We are wrapping up the conversation, actually. But before we do, I have a few more questions. The next would be, is marriage dead? I know, like, this society, as far as like all the dating and dating coaches and dating experts and the cheesecake conversation, the Cheesecake Factory conversation.
What?
Do you remember that?
I don't think she was on social media at the time. But
I take social media breaks a lot. So yeah. I'm not always up to speed with what's going on in society.
Well, there was a story, not that it deserves any more attention, but about a lady who went on a first date, I think, and the guy took her to the Cheesecake Factory, and she basically refused to get out the car because she was like, the Cheesecake Factory, like, I want to go somewhere that's not as commercial. And it just wasn't to her standard, I guess. And he was like, he got out the car to open the door, and she would not unlock the car. Yeah. But anyway, enough of that toxicity.
Wow.
But yeah, so is marriage dead to you all in this day? Why?
Nah, not from where I sit.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of my homies within the last year have gotten engaged and or married.
What's the age range of you and your homies?
We're all in our 20s.
Okay.
We're all in our 20s.
And all your friends are pretty much married and married
minded? For the most part, yeah.
For the most part.
Well, for the right person.
Okay, yeah. Definitely.
So, yeah. But I don't think so. I think the way marriage has, I think we've just seen it done in such a toxic way or with the wrong mindset, or we've haven't seen a lot of successful marriages, especially when you look at like entertainment and TV and stuff that's presented. So I can see why people would be turned off to it. But I think when marriage is done what I believe to be properly and the way it was intended to be, which is based on my faith, I think marriage is a beautiful thing. And I don't see why anyone wouldn't want to desire that type of commitment, that type of covenant. So
what is your, like, when you all get married, I guess, like, what is your foundation of marriage going to be?
Well, for me, it's my faith. It's our faith. You know, just as believers in Jesus Christ, you know, big G God, that's what it is. That's honestly why, one of the reasons why I desire marriage is because I'm a family guy. As you know, familial values have been instilled in me. I love family. And from my understanding, a good foundation for a healthy, strong family is a strong, healthy marriage. And I think that's what a family is born for. So me being a romantic, me just being a family guy, I always said I wanted to. And then just seeing my parents' marriage, it started off, you know, great when I was younger, but they had some problems, ended up divorcing. But remembering the good years and then learning from the not so good years, it made me desire marriage more and also helped me to learn what to do and like what not to do. And that was always something I desired, to have a home, have a strong, healthy marriage, great partner, and of that marriage and out of that love to produce and build a strong, healthy family, and then create a legacy, a reoccurring legacy of producing like strong, healthy marriages and families. So,
Thank you for sharing. And Ayana, why do you think marriage is not good?
So I surround myself with things that I want in life. So the different communities I'm around, there's mostly around like people who want to get married or like. So I have a different friend group. Most of my friends are like 10 years older than me, which is probably like interesting.
I understand that.
Yeah, but the friends that are not, that are still within my age group, they all still want to get married, right?
Okay.
And so I have a lot of friends who are either dating or who are waiting, you know, in abstinence or, you know, just trying to wait for the right person. And so I see marriage kind of in the same lens, right? Like I know that marriage is a foundation, but I also know like the person is the foundation, right? Like you can't get in a relationship, a committed relationship, without understanding, like having the right mixture of people. But marriage to me is all about the covenant. I think a lot of people forget like what marriage is to God, and it's really a covenant. And so when you understand, like,
not a contract,
it's, right?
Not it's a paper.
Yeah,
an umbrella of understanding, standing on your faith.
Literally, it's and once you really understand covenant and you understand the type of covenant that you're building or like making with God and then making with the person, and I think you'll understand more about like what marriage is and how it's going. But I think every covenant is different based on the person, but I think the covenant with God is always going to be the same. So if you don't understand the covenant, then that will help you understand whether or not marriage is good for you.
Why marriages are shaky, or why, you know, divorce rates are high. It's because of the going into marriage is not.
You have to have the right purpose. If you're understanding the purpose and your reasoning,
it's
great. And like anything else, you can have the right person at the right time, but if you aren't doing the right things, then that marriage, whatever relationship, is not going to last. So even the intentionality to steward that relationship, steward that marriage well, continue to do the things that are in line with that covenant. Because even if you have the right person, and you know it's aligned and all of that, if I'm not taking care of it, if I'm not adhering to that covenant and stewarding it well, it's not going to work. Not because there was something wrong with her or something wrong with the relationship, but because I'm not doing what I need to do. If I don't water the plant, it's not going to grow. So
I love that. All right. My next question was, if you desire marriage, what would be your inspiration to do so? And I think y'all kind of hit that a little bit. For you, it's your faith and your inspiration from your parents, the success and the failure. Mm-hmm. And then for you, I think your inspiration is just like your life. You know, you said that you surround yourself with things that you want and environments that you want. So that's just something that you want.
Like, I mean, it's pretty much the same as Akil, though, right? Like, my faith is definitely a huge part of my life, so I definitely keep that at the forefront. And then also,
God is good. I didn't get to pray before this. Like, I wanted to pray like with the team and stuff like that, and just really bring God into the center. But God is amazing. He's definitely here, and I just want to give Him the glory.
Literally, and, every day.
I definitely want my relationship to glorify God and like,
yeah,
just please Him.
Literally.
And you know, people talk about like, oh, it's just something about you, or I don't know, it's just that.
It's God. Yeah.
God in me. Shout out to Mary.
True. That's true.
But yeah. Okay. Last question. Any advice for couples in a similar stage of relationship as
Well,
because I don't know what you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So especially, so we're long distance. We've been long distance for what, three years?
Our entire relationship.
Our entire relationship.
Wow, y'all long distance that long.
Our entire relationship.
It has its challenges,
yeah. Okay.
But there's pros and cons,
yeah.
Okay.
And it has helped us learn how to communicate better,
yeah,
which is super important. And it also helped us to keep our relationship more God-centered. Also,
yeah,
have more accountability, because you know, with the ups and the downs of that, not being able to see each other, being able to rely on that confirmation. Just that relationship with God, it helps me personally be able to navigate the ups and downs, especially when I want to see her and I can't. So my advice to any couple, distance or not, that is dating and pursuing marriage, kind of one similar to what she said, surround yourself with good community that can help push you towards what you want. You know, peers that are marriage minded, maybe some older couples that are married, you know, been married for a while, that can give you advice, and just be intentional. As intentional as you can. Like, if you don't water that plant, if you don't make sure it has the right soil, if it doesn't get the right amount of sunlight, and you're not intentional about doing those things, the plant, the relationship, the business, whatever, is not gonna grow. And then lastly, just keep God first. Like, keep God first, keep Him at the center of everything you do, and keep Him involved in your relationship. He cares, He has the answers, and ultimately, if you subscribe to the same faith, then everything you do, but especially your relationship, even more so a marriage, should ultimately give Him glory. So that would be my little nuggets.
Yeah, he kind of stole mine. Definitely keeping God first, if that's, you know, your thing. I know everybody's not, faith is, can be different, but yeah.
And that's another reason why I wanted to sit down and talk to y'all, because, you know, the long distance, you know, not even a long distance, like I knew that before, but it's just like, there's a certain strength about you all as a unit that's very admirable. And you talking about your faith, you know, continuously definitely gives like evidence to that.
Yeah, definitely the faith. And then, yeah, being intentional. He'll talk about the communication piece, and I think that's like really huge. I think if you are long distance like us, communication is huge. But just finding different systems to that work for you, and if you're not or interested, or if you're like trying to, just be intentional. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
So if you're not dating yet, then make sure you're like laying out the land. Like, what do you want in a relationship? But not just like the romantic parts, but like the characteristics, right? Like, what type of morals do you want you and your significant other to have? And just keeping those at the forefront on your mind, in addition to your faith, and in addition to being like intentional. But I think those systems is what you depend on, you know, when things happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, just be intentional.
All right. Well, thank you all so much. That was beautiful. I hope you all enjoyed at home. Thank you, Akil and Ayana, again for sitting with me.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
I cannot wait to see what God has in store for y'all in the future. And I'm wishing you well. And again, I'm so grateful for y'all sitting with me. And until next time, it's your girl, Ebony B, and I'm out.
Peace.